Welcome, everybody. What a wonderful day to be on our campus. We are so happy to see you all here, and I'll try to be loud enough so the banging does not disrupt you. Today, we honor the legacy of Professor Josephine Feng and celebrate endowed scholarship fund established in her name. This fund benefits master's students in the School of Library and Information Science. I'm Sandra Edeles, the Dean of SLIS. Let me first start by extending a warm welcome to the many members of the Feng family joining us today, including Professor Feng's children, Anna, a Simmons 86 graduate, and Paula, who both played an integral role in planning this event. Along them here are also David, Joe, Peter, and their siblings, Frank, Maria, Teresa, John, and Chris, are sending their regrets. We are also honored to have several prominent Simmons University leaders here with us today. President Wooten, Vice President and Chief Development Officer Beth Kramer, Associate Professor Kelly Hager. Among our guests are also former colleagues and friends of Professor Feng, Professor Emerita Diane Kolopoulos, and Professor and Associate Dean Emerita Patricia Euler. They are joined by several SLIS faculty and students, recipients of Feng scholarships, who will be acknowledged in the later part of this program. And now, it is my immense pleasure and honor to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Lynn Perry Wooten, the 9th president of Simmons University and the first African-American to lead the university. Dr. Wooten is a seasoned academic and an expert in organizational development and transformation with focus on crisis leadership, diversity and inclusion, and positive leadership. Dr. Wooten holds a bachelor's degree from North Carolina A&T State University, where she was valedictorian, an MBA from Duke University Fuqua School of Business, and a doctorate from the University of Michigan. In addition, she received a certificate in advanced educational leadership from the Harvard University Graduate School of Education. Professor and President Wooten came to Simmons from Cornell University, where she was the David Nolan Dean and Professor of Management and Organizations at the Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management. Prior to that, she served on the faculty of the University of Michigan Ross School of Business for nearly 20 years. Dr. Wooten is the author of nearly 30 journal articles, more than 15 book chapters, and 4 books. This includes The Prepared Leader and the Wall Street Journal best-selling book, Arrive and Thrive. She's actively involved in Boston philanthropic and civic communities and serves on the boards of directors of the JFK Presidential Library and Boston Public Library. Welcome, President Wooten.
Good morning. As president, you get to have these special days and you get to feel the spirits in the room, and I definitely feel Professor Feng's spirit in the room. To our family, the Feng family, thank you so much. As I expressed to some of you, I am a grandchild of a family of 10. So my mother is one of 10, very similar, so I know what it's like. To our Feng scholars, congratulations and welcome. And then as you heard from my bio, maybe the most important thing is I love libraries. When I think about places that transformed my life as a child, the library was like 5 blocks from my house, and I really do believe I read every book in the Philadelphia Public Library in my neighborhood. So thank you, Feng family. Thank you for that introduction. You know, it's an honor to celebrate the life of Professor Emeritus Joseph Feng, a beloved member of the Simmons community whose passion, leadership, and generous spirit created a powerful impact on this institution and our renowned, and I believe the best, library science program in the country. International award-winning author Neil Gelman once talked about the importance of librarians, saying, you know what, Google will bring you back 100,000 answers, but a librarian can bring you back the right one. And I cannot agree more. I think about the own librarian in my public school, Miss Trueheart, always brought back the right answer. And as noted by her family, a generation of librarians across Boston, the nation, and the world, they know the name of Josephine Rhys Feng. It is perhaps especially fitting that Professor Feng was drawn to librarians and to books because she herself led an extraordinary life. The type you often read about in stories, her courage, conviction, and grit were evidenced from a very young age. Born in Austria, she was just 15 when Hitler invaded the country. Her father, a district judge, lost his position after refusing to join the Nazi party. The only girl in her class to graduate from high school, Professor Feng went on to earn an English degree at the University of Vienna, but was denied a teaching certificate because she too spurned calls to join the Nazi party. In 1945, she used her ability to speak English to become an interpreter and typist for the U.S. 101st Airborne Division. Wow. Professor Feng's story as part of Simmons community is no less remarkable. After the war, she earned her PhD in English and then moved to the United States for her first fellowship in library science before ultimately joining Simmons. And I understand during that fellowship, she met the love of her life, what I heard from her kids. She made history as the first woman promoted to full professor at Simmons School of Library and Information Science. Throughout her 20-year tenure at Simmons, she taught many courses, including cataloging, preservation, international librarianship, among others. She also launched the Library Preservation course in 1980, making Simmons one of the earliest library information science programs to have. Wow. In addition to teaching, Professor Feng authored many academic articles and books while also serving in a variety of professional organizations. So she made me look like a slacker, right? She was in the International Federation of Library Association Institution. This role enabled her to travel extensively to many countries and even witness the attempted coup against Mikhail Gorbachev in Moscow in 1991. Her ability to champion library science across the globe prompted Simmons Dean Emerita to really be a true internationalist, and she was known as the International Librarian Ambassador. Above all, though, Professor Feng showcased a love and a devotion to library science at Simmons and around the world. During a phone call in September of 2022, Professor Feng continued to champion the wonderful field that has many possibilities for jobs. During this call, she also reflected on her time at Simmons and expressed pleasure that she still heard from former students. Professor Feng said, "Simmons was dear to me, and I'm very happy and proud of Simmons and the opportunity it gave me to teach." Though I did not have the privilege to know her personally, former students, colleagues, family members, and including her 10 amazing children and others continue to share the many ways they have benefited from her love, friendship, knowledge, and mentorship. And it's because of this passion and contributions of individuals such as Professor Feng that Simmons today is one of the top library and information science programs in the nation. We're so grateful for her love of library science found a home at our institution. And this passion has been memorialized through the Josephine Rhys Feng Endowed Scholarship, started by Anna and Paula Feng and their siblings in 2006. The scholarship honors Professor Feng's many contributions to Simmons and has played a key role in opening new doors for dozens of students pursuing librarianship, with a special focus on international librarianship and the preservation and conservation. Often I talk to my students about the concept of everyday leadership, the practice of leading a life of continuous learning while staying true to our individual identities and strengths. Professor Feng's embodied that and so much more. She was bold in pursuing her individual vision, empowered others to be their best self, and most of all, she utilized her talents to make the world a better place and to make Simmons a better place. The abolitionist Henry Ward Beecher once said, "A library is not a luxury, but one of necessities for life." As I reflect upon Professor Feng's long life courage and passion, from her daring to stand up to Arthur regimes to her championship of the transformative power of books and library, I'm also struck by how much we can learn from her in this particular moment. Libraries have always played a vital role in our community, and they are needed now more than ever, especially in the light of increasing efforts to challenge and ban books across this country. A recent report by the American Library Association found that a number of books challenged in U.S. libraries increased 65% in 2023, the highest level ever documented by the ALL. And I see some people shaking their head. Just as concerning, librarians are being confronted with new threats in cities and towns across America, from potential fines, lawsuits, and even prison times, because of the effort to restrict books. While it's a difficult time, we understand that books in our library are often the lifeblood of our local community. And I take the inspiration in Professor Fang's own words. She talks about life as a continuous learning experience, and the older I get, the more I realize how little one knows and how much there is still to learn. Life itself is a great gift. It's beautiful. Be grateful for family and friends and count your blessings. And above all, don't lose your sense of humor. I mean, I can just feel her in the room today. To the Fang family, I truly know what it's like for someone to have to share their mom, right? And so thank you for sharing your mom with the Simmons community. We are so honored that she chose us to be our community, and our institution will longly continue to benefit from her intelligence, her passion, and her empathy. Thank you again.
Thank you, President Wooten, for a warm tribute to Professor Fang and her enduring legacy. This legacy continues to thrive through scholarships supporting the success of SLIS students. Professor Fang retired from SLIS many years before my arrival to Simmons in 2018. I had the pleasure of meeting her personally only once during the Simmons Donor Appreciation Event, I believe in 2019. I think it was spring 2019. But it was only later in my meetings with Paula and Anna that I learned about the challenges she overcame while evading persecution in her war-torn and native Austria. I felt a very deep connection with her story as it resonates fully with my own experience of escaping the horrors of civil war in former Yugoslavia in 1991. I was 7 months pregnant, and I was aboard the very last train from my besieged hometown, Osijek, in Croatia. Like Professor Fang, as an immigrant woman, I pursued an academic career in the United States while balancing roles as a wife and a mother of young children, only two. It was enough. Another thing that really struck me as I was reading various reflections that Professor Fang made about her life was that while hiding in an air shelter at the end of the World War II, she vowed that if she survives, she would never complain again. I said, my own survivor mantra was to look at difficult situation always on the bright side, because life can always be much, much more worse. So, on the bright side, here at Simmons, we have been committed to helping students build exceptional careers in library information science since 1902. SLIS Masters in Library Information Science program has been continuously nationally accredited by the American Library Association for exactly 100 years. Can you believe that? 100 years. And we are... And just a note to all the administrators in the room, we are up for accreditation next year. So we need your support. We are ranked first in archives management and overall 11th by the U.S. National World Report, and we are working very hard to get back into the top 10. And I'm now looking at the faculty in the room, and they are nodding. As librarians and information experts, SLIS students, faculty, and alumni are driven to discover hidden facts and histories and to help others find answers. Frequently on the front lines of social justice, we work to defend First Amendment rights, overcome barriers in literacy, and address the global digital divide that separates those who have access to information from those without it. So what makes Simmons SLIS unique and highly distinguished in graduate LIS education? I'm not going to ask you, I have answers here. First, it is our focus on experiential learning, ranging from in-class projects to semester-long internships and practica to professional opportunities, all made possible in this amazing, culturally rich, greater Boston and New England environment. Second, it is our flexibility. You can take courses full and or part-time. You can have blended or online courses. Our students can take post-master's opportunities that are offered both here on Simmons online and also in our Western Massachusetts campus. Third, it is our alumni network. We have about 12,000 members, and this is among the largest alumni networks in the country. It provides lifelong professional collaboration and support once our students graduate. Our alumni are distinguished experts in their fields, holding top leadership positions in libraries and archives across the nation, from university and state libraries to national archives and libraries. Some have also been library pioneers, founding the first libraries and library schools in Vietnam and Mexico, and have furthered international librarianship as agents of change. Another distinguishing feature of SLIS is our faculty. They are among the best minds in the field, engaged teachers, researchers, and mentors. Three of these faculty are here with us today, and I would like them to stand up so that we can all see them. Professor Laura Saunders is Associate Dean, Associate Professor Kathy Wisser is Director of our MSLAS program, and Associate Professor Dr. Kyung-Yong Oh, Director of our PhD program. Our faculty regularly serve as presidents and executive officers of leading professional organizations, including the Association for Library and Information Science Education, ALIS, the American Society for Information Science and Technology, ACIST, Specialized Division of American Library Association, and others. And most recently, three faculty were concurrently elected leaders of ACIST, ALIS, and ISCUD organization, which was unprecedented event in our field. They were elected leaders, not self-appointed elected leaders. Despite the hurdles that were posed by pandemic, SLIS has not only maintained steady student enrollment, but is also currently experiencing growth. And we are completely thankful to our amazing admissions team led by Laura Quinlan, who is also here. And she just yesterday let us know that we, I think, have at this point about 35 increase in student deposits compared to the last year. So we are extremely happy about this information. Our newest initiatives amplify our commitment to innovation and inclusivity. The Library Fellows Program is designed to nurture talent from diverse students from diverse backgrounds and offers them invaluable mentorship and hands-on professional experience. Additionally, we are on the verge of launching an accelerated program in collaboration with the University of Maine at Augusta, which is aimed at streamlining the journey from undergraduate students to LIS expertise. And in a bid to broaden our global footprint, discussions are underway for a similar partnership with Sun Yat-sen University in China. We are also expanding our cultural heritage informatics offerings, underscoring our dedication to preserving invaluable resources. So as we forge ahead, we remain vigilant about evolving landscape of artificial intelligence, aware of the potential role LIS professionals could play in its ethical applications. However, the primary focus at SLIS is our students and their preparations for information careers in academics, corporate, community, government, libraries, archives, and nonprofit organizations in the US and around the world. We are focused on attracting the most gifted and diverse students to SLIS. Their success would be impossible without scholarships from our alumni, their family members, and friends. More than 20 students have benefited so far from the generosity of the Joseph E. Feng Scholarship Fund. We will now hear from three of those students who are current recipients of the Feng Scholarships. So let me first invite Chloe Marie Cabaret-Salamea to give her remarks.
Hello, my name is Chloe Marie. This is my second semester at Simmons, and I'm studying cultural heritage informatics. I'm from Andover, Massachusetts, and as a first-generation American, multiculturalism and the international sphere are exactly the space I wish to have a career. My aspiration is to be an archivist, but I'm enticed by all cultural heritage institutions. Preservation and conservation and access and use of information and culture are very important to me. I feel that archives have lagged behind libraries and museums in terms of outreach. I think it would be great if I could contribute to making archives more accessible, useful, and enjoyable to the public. SLIS has provided me with the necessary knowledge and skill sets for my career goals. My professors' passions for their field and the sense of excitement with which they imbued the transmission of their knowledge have been a great inspiration, a great guide to me, and I'm excited for the opportunities and connections that Simmons has been affording me thus far. I'm really grateful to the Feng Scholarship because it has allowed me to pursue my studies at Simmons, a corpus of knowledge and experience that I am persuaded will lead me to a future career that I will not only love, but that I will be able to make an impact. I'm grateful beyond words for this scholarship, and I'm especially grateful to Josephine Risfang. From what I have learned, must have been a remarkable woman, someone I would have loved to have met in person and whose legacy I look forward to contributing to one day. Thank you.
Thank you, Chloe Marie. And now I would like to invite to podium Sarah Chen.
Good afternoon. My name is Sarah Chen, and I'm truly honored to be here today as a recipient of the Josephine Risfang Endowed Scholarship. Hailing from Newton, Massachusetts, I'm a first semester student concentrating in the school library teacher track. I'd like to extend my heartfelt thanks to Anna and Paula Fang and their siblings. I'm deeply grateful for the opportunities the scholarship has afforded me. This semester, I've delved into foundational courses like information services, behaviors and ethics, information organization, and the fundamentals of school librarianship. These courses are not just shaping my understanding, but fueling my ambition for becoming an international school librarian. In particular, my Fundamentals of School Librarianship class has been enlightening. Engaging with the diverse educational landscape of Massachusetts has provided me with valuable insights. Collaborating with schools, teachers, and students from varied cultural backgrounds has broadened my perspective on education. The support of the Fang Scholarship has been invaluable, allowing me to focus on my studies and immerse myself fully in academic pursuits. I'm sincerely thankful for the scholarship and this opportunity. Thank you for your generosity and support.
Thank you, Sarah. And now I would like to invite Hannah Gerod.
Hello. My name is Hannah Gerod. I'm currently in my second to last semester here at Simmons. I have two more classes after this. I am in the archival management track. I am from Kalamazoo, Michigan, where I was born and raised, so a little bit different, far away from home. But I got my bachelor's degree at Western Michigan University in history, which turned out to be a passion of mine. When I was in my junior year, I got a job at our undergraduate archive, and I completely fell in love. Bright side of COVID enabled me to work for both the university archivist and the regional history archivist in two different departments, and I completely fell in love with the research, with the access, with talking to the patrons, with learning things that I'd never thought I could learn, and seeing things that I never knew I was interested in. There's a second there I got into horse racing because I had a collection, and looking back, I was not interested, but it was fascinating. I knew that I wanted to go to graduate school. I applied multiple places, and Simmons was my top pick. I almost didn't apply because I didn't think I could afford it, but I did. And when I received notification that not only I'd been accepted, but I had gotten a scholarship, I was over the moon. It allowed me to go to school. I wouldn't have been able to without it. So I extend my most heartfelt thanks to the Fang family. I don't know where I'll end up. I'm hoping to end up in academic archiving, but I hope one day to be a member of the profession that is respected and that Dr. Josephine Fang would be proud to have assisted. And again, I extend my thanks for allowing me this opportunity that has placed me from an administrative assistant at an OT clinic to working in a library at all desks, working as a processing assistant at the Harvard Art Archive, and working at Simmons itself. Thank you.
Thank you, Hannah. And our program will conclude with the remarks from Anna Fang, who will share a couple of words on behalf of the family.
Thank you. So, on behalf of my family, I'd like to thank President Wooten, Dean Ederlis, Chloe Marie, Sarah, Hannah, and the entire Simmons community for this lovely celebration of our mother's legacy with Simmons. It was here that she spent many years as a mentor and a mentee, forming her lifelong connections with other faculty and students and fellow professionals, librarians, and book lovers. Her scholarship was a way to give back to Simmons and ensure that others had access to her field of education. She was a one-woman ambassador for what Simmons had to offer, and she was very proud that she was able to steer two daughters and a granddaughter to a Simmons education. As some retire and age, their focus turns inward, but our mother remained very interested in current events, her friends, her family, and supporting institutions that were important to her and also, she felt, to the community. Our mother looked forward to the annual scholarship brunches, where she was always happy to meet her scholarship recipients and know that she was helping students in their professional paths. She served on the Friends of the Belmont Public Library Board and invariably during her volunteering would run into someone who had taken one of her courses or was a Simmons grad. The Simmons circle was big, extending to our second home in Colorado, where the local public library director was yet another Simmons grad. Our mother remained a lifelong learner. Some of us may have experienced the recent total solar eclipse. The previous one to pass over the U.S. occurred in 2017. At that time, she was vacationing with us in Colorado. I asked her if she wanted to make the car ride to Wyoming, thinking for then 95-year-old, it might be a long ride. She immediately replied, "Of course, I've never seen a total solar eclipse." So off we went, and she ticked yet another item off her bucket list. So my mother's scholarship meant so much to her. It was a lasting connection to Simmons, and over the years, she was privileged to witness how it benefited so many students. So in the month of what would have been her 102nd birthday, we are grateful and thankful to celebrate with all of you and as friends and supporters of our mother's scholarship. She would have loved this celebration. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. And this concludes our program. Enjoy each other's company, and thank you so much once again for coming here to be with us today.